It does shake our confidence.
So I understand that. But then when you say it was handled differently, I have to ask you this, because it does seem from some people's perspective to depend on which foot the shoe is on. Back in July, 18 days before the DNC, Democrats were defending Jim Comey, right? Because he said no charges should happen in the case against Hillary Clinton and her private email server. He was very clear. He said a prosecutor wouldn't press charges. He's not even a prosecutor. He went ahead and said that. Here is what some of your colleagues said about James Comey at that time.
This is a great man. We are very privileged in our country to have him be the director of the FBI.
No one can question the integrity, the competence.
A wonderful and tough career public servant, Jim Comey.
I don't know whether your family's watching this, but I hope that they are as proud of you as I am. Because you are the epitome of what a public servant is all about.
So why are they all now totally wrong?
Well, I can't speak for them, but I can tell you that's part of what shakes me on this, that I think that's what I'm asking for, that we're seeing now is I did not know about this investigation into Russian hacking because we were not told. We were not notified. The director of the DNC was not notified. So I had no idea. None of us did on how this was happening. We did know on Hillary Clinton because it was all very public. So I think
it's a case when you hear them say this, and I understand I'm not asking you to speak for them, but when you hear them say this, I mean, Democrats were thrilled. James Comey was the best guy in the world. This is a great man, Nancy Pelosi says. Then all of a sudden, he's not looking into the Russian hacking, or right before the election, he says, oh, I'm checking some more emails from Hillary Clinton, and he's the worst guy in the world. It does make it seem very political.